It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I am Vanessa Grace, your host. Welcome to the show. If you are a new person here, we like learning about codependency through the lens of psychology and spirituality. And sometimes we talk about money mindset, we talk about intuition, we talk about empaths, we talk about brain stuff, trauma stuff, and all sorts of things. Welcome here. If you are a person who listens regularly, thanks for coming back. I appreciate that you tune in and trust me to fill your heart and mind with new information. I just launched Vanessa's book club, the very first one. We had our first meeting yesterday and it was delightful. If you still want to join, I'm going to let you in, because I'm sure that you can read the introduction, chapter one and chapter two, by our next meeting, and which is on Mondays at 4:30 Pacific time, and that you can still get a ton out of this. And I would, of course, share the recording of the first meeting with you. So if you are still interested, you can head over to the link in my bio on Instagram, you can email me for the link, or you can go into the show notes and the link will be there, and you can read my webpage all about the book club and checking it out and getting into that at the last second if you want. Also, big announcement, drumroll. It is time for the next round of the People Pleaser Recovery Roadmap, and I am so excited to start with a new group of women who are ready to heal their codependency patterns. There's a few changes this time. I've been feeling some niggles in my heart, some communication with my intuition and the universe that the program needs to be 9 months this time rather than 12. And I'm going to be doing the teaching live rather than recordings for you guys. And I'm just feeling there's going to be a few other things that are going to be different as I roll this out. And I'm really excited about it. But it will still continue to be kind of like Vanessa's collection of top information about codependency. And there's definitely information in the program that doesn't make it on the podcast. And so if you want even deeper nuggets than things that you could hear, and if you want that group support sisterhood and hearing from me directly about advice for you and insights for you in that group setting, then this is the program for you. If you are ready to do the codependency healing work, we're going to be starting in August. And what you would need to do is go to the link in my bio for a curiosity call to learn more about if this is a good fit for you. And you'll be hearing me share more about it over the next 6 weeks as we get this program underway. But I am really excited for it to be here and be working with my next group of women on this part of themselves. One more thing that is just a personal achievement that I want to share with you. Is it a personal achievement? It's more like just time continued passing. So it's not an achievement, it's an anniversary. I wanted to share with you that I have officially been a social worker for 20 years. This June, it is 20 years since I got my bachelor's degree, and that seems like a thing worth celebrating. And my career has taken lots of unexpected turns. Normally in the second half is where most of those unexpected turns have been. But if you had told me when I graduated from college that this is the job that I would have, that I would be working for myself, and that I would be working on the internet and through a podcast, I wouldn't have believed you, one, because some of those things didn't exist when I graduated from college, but two, it just wasn't the plan that I had made for myself. But I am so happy that I am here and that I didn't stick with the plan that I had then because I outgrew it. And whenever we outgrow our goal, we can always make a new one and we can rediscover and we can evolve and, you know, break into that next new thing that you want for yourself. So it is always okay to change your mind. Right, ladies? Okay, so now we're going to get into the cool topic that we're going to talk about today. So it's another Spirituality 101 episode, and I wanted to talk about spirit guides. I realized that, you know, I just hadn't talked about spirit guides on the podcast before, and I really am enjoying this series on Spirituality 101, so that if you are new to the world of spirituality, you can listen to those episodes, that series of episodes, and get kind of the basics around that topic so that you have an understanding of the lingo and kind of how things work. Now, I'm not going to go super in depth on spirit guides because I'm not super in depth personally on spirit guides, but I do know enough. It's like I have enough for a starter kit, so that's what I'm going to give you. And I do work with my own spirit guides who I feel they are there to help us, protect us, and support us in life. And so we should know that that's available to us and be able to connect with them and communicate with them. And then we can work better together. They can better help us if we're able to, you know, communicate with them in some way. So let's just get started on what spirit guides are. So to me, they are spirits that are in the other realm, you know, on the other side, and maybe they were once humans who came to Earth, and maybe they have never been to Earth, and maybe they never intend to come to Earth, but I feel like there are a lot of different types of souls and spirits on the other side, and I don't necessarily know what all the types are, but I don't feel like I have to know. Somebody else knows more in-depth information about that than I do, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. So I feel like there's lots of types over there, and they are working with us here to help us have a healthy life, to guide us in the directions that we planned for ourselves for this life, and to protect us from things that might harm us or get in our way of our life plan. So I feel like we have different spirit guides connected to us and that they each have maybe a different role that they play. Like, I think they all work together in concert with each other. Like, your little team is there to help you and they work with each other. And so I feel like there's guides that are maybe more like protectors, and they're guides that are encouragers. Maybe others are connectors in terms of connecting to spirit, but maybe in terms of connecting to other humans or building relationships. I believe that there's some that are amplifiers, that when we work with them, we can amplify certain skills, or they amplify things in us. There's types that are supporters, energy workers, and probably more that I have not thought of. But I feel like each of them maybe has a selection of skills that they utilize and are good at. Just like each of us has things that we're good at in our life and, you know, in the spirit realm, like we might have certain soul things that we're really good at, and they do too. They do too, and they bring their set of skills and just kind of who they are to the table in their relationship with us. Now, if you have never communicated with your guides before but would like to, I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, about how you can just get started and welcome them and introduce the concept that you're ready to talk to them more. But first, I want to share a few other things. So sometimes we don't know how to connect with our guides. And so that means that we might learn about who our guides are from other energy workers that maybe do some energy work on us. And that's initially how I learned who some of my guides were. Someone would say to me, oh, you've got so-and-so here, and they might introduce them by name, or they might say what kind of feeling they have, or maybe what that guide's purpose is. And that's a really common way to be introduced to a guide, is another person's perception. But sometimes that feels uncomfortable because it's through that other person's filter, and it's totally okay to take it with a grain of salt and want to confirm that for yourself. But if you feel inclined that that feels like trustworthy and you want to take that information and then go from there, I think that is also okay. It's just up to you for what feels comfortable. So if you've been told about a guide by another person, you can begin to communicate with them. Or even if you've never heard of who any of your guides are, you can begin to communicate to them simply by saying aloud or to yourself that you are interested in working with them and talking to them. Hey, I want to connect with you. Can you start giving me signs? Can you start sharing with me things that you want me to do? And just like with all the conversations that we have about intuition, spirit guides communicate in a multiplicity of ways as well. They can come through all of our different senses. We can see symbols around us through numbers or through repeated images that we see. Maybe we see the same thematic image over and over again, and we discover that it means something to us. Maybe you hear things in your mind, like sentences in your mind that you realize are not yours. Or maybe you get like a full download of information in your brain. You could see it in colors. You could see pictures in your mind's eye. So there's a lot of different ways that spirit guides could communicate with you, and all of them are valid. None of them are better than others. It's just how that particular person communicates, or that particular guide communicates, and how you receive communications, because maybe how you receive communications from them is best in the way that they are doing it. And so don't feel like you have to fit a certain mold. There is no one right way. But the important thing is to just announce that you're interested and ready, and then be open and paying attention. And also, it's important to actually clear your mind and be in silence for a period of time, where you're not having all of the electronics on around you, so that you can actually tune in to the frequency that they're talking to you in. Now, again, I'm saying talking, but know that I mean connecting with you and however they connect with you. If you are busy all the time, how are you going to be able to connect into what they are saying? They're reaching down from a higher frequency, and you are trying to reach up from a lower frequency, and you're trying to meet in the middle. Maybe it's not exactly in the middle, but you get what I'm saying. And so you've got to be centered enough to be able to receive their signal, essentially. And so you have to create a moment where you're less distracted, not distracted. So the more that you are practicing being in tune with your own energy, or, you know, any of the spiritual meditation stuff, anytime you're working on that, you're also increasing your ability to communicate with your guides. Now, they can just bust on through and be like, here I am, this is what's happening, you got to pay attention to me. But we don't want to have to make it so that they're doing that level all of the time. You want to make it so that it's easier for it to go both ways. And that means that you're doing your inner work on being able to meditate and tune into yourself and be a better listener in whatever sense they give the information to you with. And so how you connect is, you know, you just open your heart and do what I was saying. And then what you do with that is you can hear what they have to tell you about how they can support you, what you should be doing next in your life. And I do believe that, you know, all the information I've said in the past about intuition, some of it is coming from your guides. Sometimes when you get a nudge, it's coming from your guides. They're the ones that are sending that to you. And so if you're already into intuition, but you're now interested in learning about guides, well, now you're just understanding more specifically where some of your intuitive information has been coming from. And rather than it being this like unknown slate of like, or an unknown cloud maybe, of like, we don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming from that cloud. Now it can be distinguished into individual spirit guides that it could be coming from. And you can hear from them instructions on what to do next, and giving you nudges about how to keep you safe. But also, when you know what your guide's specialties are, they can help you with it. I have guides that are protectors. And so when I'm doing energy work around protection, I invite them to do that with me and, you know, help, you know, you do your part, I'll do my part, we can make this stronger. When I'm doing energy work, I've got some that do energy work with me to help it be stronger. I have some that are communicators that help me connect with others better. Sometimes I get intuitive moments when I'm in a call with someone for coaching, and I believe that that's either my guides or my client's guides giving me information about how to move forward. And so there's, you know, what to talk about in the call. So there are a lot of ways that you can use your guides and how they can help you, and it's only limited by your imagination. As you grow in your spirituality, the more connection you will have with your guides and the more insight they will give you, because you are capable, because your energy frequency has increased, so you are now more capable of tuning in to the frequency that they're at and receiving the information, not only literally just kind of like the quote-unquote radio signal of it, but also you're more open to receiving information from guides, but also the message that they're actually sending you, the information within it, the concepts that they're talking about. You might be more open to the changes that they're suggesting, because you are more open and not gripping sameness as much. And as a person who is constantly evolving and attempting to let go of things, and just recently I think I have let go of some more things, I totally relate to those of you who are like, I don't want to let go of it yet, or letting go of it is hard. You know, concepts and truths and beliefs about the way things work. I relate to that because I'm still in the midst of it myself. And so just the more that you increase your spirituality and increase your vibration, the more that you're going to be able to connect with your guides. Another interesting thing is that as you grow spiritually, you may have completed the purpose that a particular guide had with you. Maybe they were supposed to walk with you for a certain leg of your journey and provide support to you for this certain growth thing, whatever that is. And when you have moved on from that, they might like leave your posse. They might leave your crew. And so maybe they move on to do something else and they're no longer a spirit guide with you anymore because you no longer need to utilize the kind of help that they provide. So they're going to go use their specialty somewhere else probably. But then that also means that you can get new guides. New guides can appear in your life. And so sometimes when that happens, you may sense their presence and you may want to check them out before you officially allow them fully into the fold. You may want to ask questions. You may want to feel their energy. Whatever special spiritual soul skills that you have, you might want to use them to find out how you feel about this new guide, to make sure that they're high vibe and they're not someone trying to sneak in there so that you know, you want to protect yourself. You can also utilize your other guides that you already trust to check out this new guide and see if they are trustworthy and are supposed to be there and are of the light. and working for the highest good of you and humanity, because you don't want a negative entity working with you and trying to trick you. And so if you don't yet have trust for this new guide, or they don't quite feel right, feel free to say, not right now. I'm not ready yet. Feel free to say, you can't connect to my energy. Feel free to say, you have to stay at the edge of this situation, or whatever your distance is, or how you need them to be apart yet, because they're not, you're not giving them permission to be in the crew. It's like they're on probation until you feel secure with them. And it's okay to do that, because you don't want to allow people into your spiritual area who are from the other realm, who are not working for the highest good. You want to be able to protect yourself in that way. And this is why, you know, when you're more at an advanced level, you want to, or even like a intermediate level, being able to feel the energy of a guide or a non-guide entity, somebody on the other side. I'm stumbling over my lingo because there's so many different terms that people use, like angels and all this other stuff, that I'm like, I don't know which one to use because there's so many terms. So I'm just kind of saying entity and spirit guide. So, but know that I kind of mean anything that's on the other side in the spirit realm. So you want to be able to trust who you have with you, and that you do not want people trying to influence you, or entities or spirit guides trying to influence you that aren't for your highest good and are trying to like deviate you. Because now that's extra work for you to get back on track, and it's extra work for your guides to kind of battle that other one away in whatever way they do that and ensure that you are safe. I really hope that this introduction to spirit guides has been helpful for you in clarifying. And also, if you have more information about spirit guides, because this is maybe a thing that you know a lot about, I would totally love to hear from you and gain some additional insights, which is, of course, you know, my thing. I want insights. So, of course, DM me if you happen to know more about this. I would love to hear from you because I think this is really interesting. And also, if you learned something or have questions, also let me know. You can just DM me because I am in my Instagrams 5 days a week, sometimes 7, but normally 5. Everybody, you're awesome for engaging in your own personal growth. I believe that each of you has a purpose and a reason that you are here on Earth. Oftentimes, our culture thinks that that needs to be a specific job that we have where we produce something in the world, but that's not always what our purpose is. It could be what our purpose is, but your purpose could be to be loving and amazing. Your purpose could be to create something beautiful that creates intense, beautiful energy around it, but that isn't necessarily known, but it still creates an energy signature in the world that is significant, even though you do not have notoriety. Your purpose could be to be a delightful mother to your children, but also to all of their friends who need a mother figure. There is an endless number of ways that your life's purpose is being lived out. And maybe it has something to do with how you earn money or what you create in the world, and maybe it doesn't, but they are all worthy and beautiful, and I honor you for your growth. My dear, go be amazing. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified.